This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. The stage at Anchorage's West High School recently became a courtroom. Hundreds of high school students watched two lawyers argue the issue of travel costs for juveniles before the state's highest court. KYUK's Joanna Urich looked into how the Alaska Supreme Court will decide which state agency should pay the cost for juvenile defendants whose parents can't afford the airfare.
Students had been studying the issue before they arrived. They watched and listened. And after the oral arguments were done and the Supreme Court justices had left the stage, they lined up to query the lawyers representing the State Division of Juvenile Justice and State Public Defender's Office. One of the first questions asked was why the two agencies involved in juvenile justice were in court resolving something they might have worked out between themselves.
Was there any possibility that they both split the cost?
Assistant Attorney General David Wilkinson, representing the Division of Juvenile Justice, was defending the decision of the Bethel trial judge and later the Court of Appeals to require the state public defenders to foot the bill for flying the defendant and an adult from Marshall to Bethel for the delinquency hearing. Assistant Public Defender Kelly Taylor is fighting to reverse that decision, and she raised the idea that state lawmakers could play a role.
They could decide that they wanted it to be divided.
So what we really have here is a squabble between two different agencies of the state about who's going to pay.
That's Supreme Court Justice Craig Stowers.
If you've got two agencies that just want an answer, why don't the agencies go to the legislature and ask the legislature to clarify what it is that the legislature intends?
Judges had lots of questions for both attorneys. At the heart of it is the lack of clear legal language. Chief Justice Joel Bulger asked Taylor what would happen if the Supreme Court decides the law doesn't clearly require either agency to pay the bill.
What do we do then?
I think this court will have to decide which government entity is the appropriate entity to pay the costs.
Why is that our choice and not the legislature's choice? Don't we just wash our hands of it and say there's no statute that says?
Well, there's a constitutional right to appear at trial. So the most important thing is that those funds are available for that child who's exercising that right. But I think because of the importance of the right, this court will have to make a decision.
The Supreme Court justices will take a while to make the ruling, though Justice David Winfrey says that doesn't mean the court is divided on this or any other issue. I'm Johanna Urich.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.